The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, Greyhound Racing Ireland has received 17.68 million budget allocation for greyhound racing from the Horse and Greyhound Fund. Fund that is up on last year's 16.8 million despite ongoing calls to defund the industry. And Holly Curran, Social Democrat spokesperson for agriculture, joins us now. Holly, your reaction to this increased funding for greyhounds?
Yeah, it's so difficult to understand. And just for your listeners, it might sound like there was a decrease in funding, but that figure, the 19.2 million that made headlines in the last budget, included a 2.4 million COVID support payment. So like you said, we are actually seeing an increase. And it does just beggar belief because, you know, we're all aware of the overarching appalling standards of care, the loss-making nature of the industry. So it's just impossible to understand why the government keeps funding it. And, you know, when you compare this to, for example, the Animal Welfare Organization's got 1.5 million, which is a, you know, doubling in allocation. And that's obviously very welcome. But it's less than 10% of what the greyhound racing industry gets.
And have another any insight, Holly, into why? I mean, I think you're broadly speaking correct. Most people do not support this happening. So why do you think not only are they continuing to be funded, but there has been an increased allocation?
You're right, Kira. Yeah, a 2019 Red Sea poll revealed that only 16% of the population agree with the state funding it. And we know that attendance at tracks has fallen by 55% between 2008 and 2018. And that is because, you know, of the, like I said, the overarching polling standards of care. And then the combined loss for tracks between 2019 and 2022 is predicted to be 30 million. So I, you know, constantly trying to figure out how is this the case? Why is this the case? Why would the government fund this? And for example, not give it to Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind, who, in, you know,
and do you have any, with all your ponderings, do you have any answer to that question?
The conclusion that I've come to is that it's perhaps, for one, you know, this is the way it's always been, or for, you know, a very long time, that is a terrible reason to allocate funding. I think the other reason is lobbying. You know, I was really shocked. It was in last year's budget, the Social Democrats put forward a motion to not increase the Greyhound Race Fund. And, you know, I was really surprised to see that every single party, you know, from Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, the Labour Party, Sinn Féin, the Green Party, all wanted to continue funding the industry. And some of those parties voted not to increase the funding. But I mean, that's really unbelievable when you consider the vast majority of the population don't want it funded. So, you know, one of the interesting things, I'm very new to politics, but lobbying is a very interesting thing. And I think the status quo has a big part to play in it as well, because, of course, any reasonable person in the vast majority of the public would rather, for example, for the Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind to be funded in a similar fashion. Okay. Not to mention, you know, we saw investments in this budget to address women's health. And that included maternity strategies, delivery of free contraception, sexual assault treatments.
No, you make a good argument.
31 million.
The money could be used elsewhere. There's no question. Look, thank you for speaking to us this morning on that issue. That is Social Democrat TD there, Holly Curran, spokesperson for agriculture. Let us know what you think. I think Holly is probably right in that there does appear to be a disconnect between what the public wants to happen here and what's actually happening here. But let us know what you think about the funding and the increased funding for the greyhound industry. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents.